All right, Brother Dante is getting a late start this morning, so we'll get him up here. But just, I know most of us have got to know him, but I really appreciate Dante, his commitment to the truth and his commitment, his work in the Philippines. I've heard people ask him, "Are you a missionary to the Philippines?" Well, he's from the Philippines. And he works for the Lord in the Philippines. And if anything, maybe he's a missionary to the U.S. here for a little bit right now. But, he understands worship in the inner man and helping the brethren there understand what it means for the inner man to be renewed by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, committed to Christian education and just really pushing forward the work there in the Philippines. And so, appreciate him and now that he's fully confident in his English, his second language, man, he's ready to bring us a message this morning. So welcome from the Philippines, Dante Aguinaldo. Come on up here, Dante.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. I bring into safety my notes. So, morning, saints. Please turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 23. I love the VBS, and I was so encouraged with all of them. I missed the Christian school, so at least it is the pain of missing the school and my family in the Philippines. Psalms chapter 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray. Almighty Father God in heaven, we thank you for this day. I just thank you, Lord, that I have given this opportunity to encourage each one here. Lord, bless your servant that I could impart your word and that we could be encouraged each other. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to bless the work all throughout the world, and that your word will be spread throughout, and that the spiritual revolution will move on. And all this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so as always, I am very excited to speak today, and as Mr. Wilson tells us that don't be nervous because you have a message to preach. But then unless you speak your own dialect, I guess. So, now, probably the greatest message that I could impart this morning is about my life. Now, I've been through many trials and, you know, I've been many battles in life. And that I just let God lead me in the paths of righteousness, as what David says in this chapter of Psalms. And so, verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And say, shepherd, he is the one who leads. And the Bible tells us that the flock, okay, is the church. And we have the shepherd, the great shepherd, which is God. And that we must be led by Him in the paths of righteousness. That's why John tells us about the good shepherd in John chapter 10. And he differentiates the good shepherd and a hireling. You know, the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. And a hireling, when a wolf comes, he will leave his sheep. You know, in the Philippines, there are what we call spiritual prostitutes. When I say spiritual prostitutes, you know, Mr. Wilson came to the Philippines in 2002. He has preached to them. But then, when they have seen the bouncing dollar and they disagree with some of his teachings, they're gone. You see, brethren, I was led by God in the paths of righteousness. And this one, I get this from Mr. Wilson. Because, you know, I was led by God in the paths of righteousness, and that when one is led in the paths of righteousness, he should be in a direction that is specific or fixed. Now, a direction that is specific or is fixed unto God. In verse 3, it says, He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, a path is a clearly marked, a path is a way that is clearly marked and trodden by man for a long time. If you see the runway, it is clearly marked, right? One day, we went to Baguio City and we had a hiking one day. And then, if you are in a mountain, of course, when you are in a hiking, there is a path, right? It is trodden by man. So that if you do not follow the path, you will be lost. Now, in the Philippines, the Christian school, which is the ministry of the church, we've been leading people in the paths of righteousness. We've been leading children in the paths of righteousness. And that we are so happy to hear comments from parents that their kids, they are being influenced by their kids how to pray before mealtime. Isn't that not wonderful? You see, this path of righteousness, it is the path of righteousness with Abraham, where David, where Solomon was led by God. And we are in the Philippines that we have the Christian school. We are evangelizing these children, and this school is the ministry of the church. So that, you know, some pastor kids, preacher's kids, felt that they are being in prison. They are being in a cage. They are chained at neck. So that when they go out from their father's side, from the parent's side, they are wild. And you know what? My kids are very happy that they were raised in a Christian school at a very early age. They are happy that they were raised in the church. They are happy that they were raised in a Christian family. You see? So that we are so happy that this is a fulfillment of the word in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6, which says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will do the same. That is my own version though. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Brethren, we are so happy, again, as I am saying, that the Christian school, it is where we are winning souls. We are so happy that we started with 7 in Batac, and now we have 20 full adults. We have an attendance of 60, including kids, and that we are still growing. And we want to see that the spiritual revolution will continue in the Philippines with your help, with your prayers, dear brethren. And when I am led by God in the paths of righteousness, there is a denial in the flesh. Okay. In verse 1 of Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. Not my will, but thy will be done. Paul tells us about, you know, the flesh and the spirit, they are always at war. There is a rap song in the Philippines which says, gusto kong bumait pero di ko magawa. In English, it is, I want to be good but I can't. You see? Now, the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 7:18, he says here that there is always a war that is going on between the flesh and the spirit when he says, chapter 7, verse 18, yes. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the wishing is present in me, but the doing of good is not. For the good is that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish. Brethren, this premillennialist tells us that there is a battle of Armageddon that will be, that will come. The battle is going on. The battleground is the body. Galatians 2:20 tells us that Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which now live in the flesh, I shall live by faith through the Son who loved me and gave himself for me. So, if God would have not led me in the paths of righteousness, I should have been lost, brethren. It's not hard to be in jail for a year and 2 weeks for a crime that you have not done. You see, Joseph was dragged down to jail because of a false, what you call this one? A false evidence. But then, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us that in everything, give thanks. For is this the will of God? For this is the will of God. Many things have been happened in jail since I was in there. And that, at first, we have a Bible study. And then after, we have asked for a schedule for Bible study to the warden, who is a very good friend of mine, after a few weeks. And then after that, we get a slot or a schedule. And after it, I asked the warden to build a baptistry inside the jail. And then we bought the cement and blocks, hollow blocks. And then after that, we immersed 3 the first Sunday. And the following Sunday, we immersed 5. And the following 10, I can't remember the following, until 53. We have 53 now in the jail. So that fulfills that in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And so, brethren, when I was led by God in the paths of righteousness, there is this devotion and dedication to fulfill. Verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. There is a devotion to fulfill, a dedication to fulfill, that is to stay on the right path. And so, aside from the Holy Spirit that is given to us as a power, not miraculous power, God has only gave us the power of volition, the power to choose. The power to choose which is from right and wrong. And this was given to even in the very beginning of creation with Adam and Eve. They were given a choice, right? Like us, we have also we are given the power to choose. And I think this is fair enough for everyone to be saved. If you make good, you will go to heaven. If you do bad, you will go to hell, right? So, when we are being led by in the paths of righteousness, there must be a devotion and dedication to fulfill. So that the volition that God has given us, there is this belief that once saved is always saved. We know that we are a free moral agent, right? And if once saved is always saved is true, then once lost is always lost is true also. So, we will not be having that volition anymore. So, the last one is, we should have the delight in following. When we are led by God in the paths of righteousness, there should be delight in following. Delight in following. This one thing always save belief is they say that nobody can. We cannot lose our salvation if you are saved. But then that depends on the man. If he jump up from the hands of God, will he be lost? Yes, of course, because of. Now, delight in following. The psalmist says, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I am delighted with the works in the Philippines." And that you know what? Every work that is done, every work that is accomplished for the glory of the Lord, you know the feeling. It is very joyful. Just like when we finish shingling with the house, you labor, you know, you toil very hard, and after finishing that, and you see what you've done, it is refreshing in the heart. Likewise, with the work of the Lord. Brethren, God led me in the paths of righteousness, that I remember in 2002 when we moved from Batac, from Cagayan, that is 6 hours drive from Batac. We started only about 7 souls. And that it was in March of 2002 when Mr. J. Wilson and Gary DiPaolo first came to the Philippines. And Mr. J. Wilson is correspondent of my uncle, Jun Makusi. And then we studied with him about the new creation, about the inner man, about the Holy Spirit, about the and everything. And after that, I've learned about all these things. I said to myself, this is it. You know, in 2002, we discussed about the Christian school, and we are invited to come. Werner Makusi, Uncle Jun's Makusi's son and wife, they were also given the invitation, but unfortunately only us with my wife were given the visa to come here. And I remember very well that you still assembling at the old one before. So then in 2003 we started the Christian school in Dingras, in giving respect with my uncle instead of building it, of starting it in Batac. But then, after starting that, in 2004, I went for schooling for 1 year, and we started the Christian school in Batac at 2005 with 7 children. Two of our brother's kids, and 1 foreigner. That was 7. And then the following year, we have 26 kids, and up to now, we have 64 kids in the Christian school. You see, now, we are charging tuition fees $270 per kid to sustain the operation of the school. And that we have the DepEd, the Department of Education, we hire only qualified staff, but then we have 4 of them are Christians already, teachers, and that we are giving them the per DepEd circular memo, we are giving 13-month pay. We pay the SSS or the security system, and then we started the school from 7:30 to 4. We do the pacework in the morning. We have 2 curriculums actually. We do the pacework, and we do also the Department of Education with it, which is mass teaching. So we call it the pull out. And then our work with my wife, we get out from the house every Lord's Day. The assembly in Batac, we start at 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock. And then after that, we run to Batac. We will go to Sarat, Brother Crispin. And then at 10:45 to 1 o'clock, and then after that, I'll go to the assembly also in Dingras. We started Bible study and then assembly with my mother and with my sister. And then two of my niece, and then there are six of them, so there are 10. We are having 10 people that have a Bible study in Dingras, and then go to Batak again after 6 o'clock in the evening. We do the Christian school starts at 7:30. So aside from the Christian school, I also have personal Bible studies, and then the prison ministry, and then eventually the campus ministry in the one of the best universities we have in Ilocos Norte. So, brethren, the field is white unto harvest in the Philippines. And so, at present, we are renting $400 a month in our place where the Christian school is. And you know what? Since we started renting, it should have been a very nice building from now. And then we started amongst ourselves to contribute for our property. We call it share a square meter. And we have contributed 33 square meter already amongst ourselves. And it cost $60 per square meter. That is, per square meter is 3.3 square foot. And I am so thankful that some of you have given their, you know, their support of it, more than of it. And according to Mr. J. Wilson, he has already sent 1,210 to Sister Alma for the property. Brethren, I want to see the next generation from the Philippines that the work will go on. We do not know when we will be kicked out from that place we are renting. There is no security. But then if we purchase our property, the thing is, we want to build our building. We have the objective to raise at least $15,000. But then if we have that property, we will collateral the title to the bank for us to have our building. So instead of the amount that we are paying right now, you see what I mean? We will be in longer period of time, we will own that building instead of right now, we are investing for nothing. We've invested many in the Christian school. We have bought 2 air cons already from our tuition fees. And then we have 7 computers that is bought from tuition fees. And the needs of the Christian school now is, if you have old projector maybe, we need one. And then if you have old laptops that is still usable, then the Lord needs it for the Christian school to sustain our operation in the Philippines. So brethren, we need your help. And of course, we need also for one documentation, a camera or that is still usable. So let these children led by God in the paths of righteousness, and that we want to see them win souls in the future. Because as what you have here in the U.S., Western culture is now in the Philippines. We are losing our freedom already. So that we want to start from these kids. You see, there are times that when I preach to people, I don't want that I will immerse them that they cannot understand properly the gospel, the plan of salvation. Because I remember pretty well what Mr. J. Wilson told me, that convinced against his will is unconvinced is there. So brethren, pray for the work in the Philippines. The Lord is very happy that you could help us in a way or another, so that our work will be sustained, it will be stabilized, and we will give all the glory to God. Thank you.
I appreciate Dante sharing. I asked him to in his message today, I wanted him to share some of the work that they're doing there and some of their needs. Because, you know, the Lord, in His leading, He places us in positions in our life. He appoints the boundaries and the habitation, doesn't He? And so sometimes we got to ask ourselves, you know, $60 a square meter, right? That seems like that's something that those guys should be able to, hey, yes, get that and crank it out. They've worked, they've sacrificed tremendously to get 33 square meters. How many do you need? 300? 300. And so just understanding the economics of the Philippines, it would take a lot of years to get 300 square meters. But, you know, for the brethren here, God's placed us here. And we are working hard here, and I appreciate that. And the way the brethren came together here and were able to get this building, that was awesome. But it's important, I think, for all of us sometimes to think beyond ourselves and the work that we have our hands in. And to be able to share with those who are not just anybody who asks, but those who are committed to the same things. And hopefully you were able to pick up on Dante if you got to know him. I mean, this guy is committed to actual discipleship. He's got a picture of the work there, and he's pushing it through. And I know Dante, he's pushing it through with or without the money. Okay? With the Lord's help. But the Lord's given us here, you know, I appreciate the stewardships. And sometimes, you know, talking about give, you know, first, it's easy to sometimes think, well, you know, we got this, we got covered. There are needs, brethren. There are needs for the kingdom. There are needs for the kingdom here. There are needs for the kingdom around the world. And so sometimes if we think about tighten our belt one more notch, or, you know, maybe buying that one new toy, let's think about really the work of the kingdom and push and realize that our prayers and our financial efforts, you know, will help out brethren like Dante. Kevin and I have already talked, and one way or another, as a congregation, we're going to make sure that we send some stuff with Dante for that work. And if that's something that you have a particular interest in and want to earmark something extra to, you just let Kevin or me know, and we'll make sure that gets there. All right, let's stand. We do have a great shepherd, and we shall not want. He provides our needs, and he walks us through that valley of the shadow of death. Man, it's there all around us, but we don't have to fear, because He's with us. We're thankful for our shepherd, and we want to follow Him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we do thank You. We thank You for all that You have done for us and all that You continue to do. It is interesting, Lord, when we look in our own lives personally to see that You're leading us. Maybe a lot of our life was even You leading us to the path of righteousness. We're thankful for the events and circumstances and struggles of our life that helped turn us to You. And as Christians, Father, we're appreciative for the leading of Your Holy Spirit, for the way that You continue to guide us through Your Word with the helper of the Spirit, and, Father, even through circumstances that are beyond our control. I'm just so thankful for the church, that we are one body, and I'm thankful for the mission that You have given to us, that it is an individual responsibility, but that it also is a mission that must be shared collectively. And we're just thankful for the way that You use this to really bring us together and unite us. May You be glorified, Father, through us individually, through us as a congregation, and through us as Your church around the world. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus.